Seattle voters consider about a $1 billion transportation measure on the ballot today. It is also the 50th anniversary of a pivotal moment in the region's transportation past. Felix Bunnell looks back at Forward Thrust.
The Space Needle is one of the most potent and enduring monuments to Seattle's development as a 20th century metropolis.
I want to be up in that Space Needle, high up in the clouds.
But the massive and risky effort to stage the 1962 World's Fair wasn't the only monumental civic achievement attempted here in the 1960s. On November 3, 1965, civic leader Jim Ellis introduced Forward Thrust at a Rotary luncheon at the Olympic Hotel. Forward Thrust was the name for a huge package of infrastructure improvements and for a countywide political campaign Ellis envisioned to get them paid for.
All of that was pretty new.
Jerry Johnson is a Seattle attorney and civic leader and longtime colleague of Jim Ellis. He says Ellis brought a new approach to getting things done in King County by building broad support for taxation to pay for specific projects.
It was a creation of a consensus around big ideas, people accepting responsibility, the notion of going to the ballot to ask people to tax themselves.
Ellis had learned the hard way how to get King County voters to support big ideas. In the 1950s, he had led efforts to create a new regional government for Puget Sound and make cities and counties more efficient. It failed at the ballot box. So Ellis came back with a pared-down proposal to create a new government agency to clean up waterways in King County. That measure passed.
Seattle, too, is concerned with the quality of the water in its harbor. Seattle is building this new sewage treatment plant on its own, for pollution hurts all of us.
But Forward Thrust had a much bigger price tag than sewage treatment. For highways, swimming pools, parks, and what would become the Kingdome, the cost was more than $400 million. The most expensive element by far was a separate measure to create a commuter rail system connecting downtown Seattle with suburban neighborhoods. For this, voters were asked to approve $385 million in local taxes. If King County voters said yes, the federal government had already committed an additional $800 million to build the system. On February 13, 1968, Forward Thrust appeared on the ballot as 12 separate bond measures. When the votes were counted, 7 of the 12 had passed, including those for parks, pools, and the Kingdome. One that didn't was commuter rail.
It was tragic.
Phyllis Lamphere was a Seattle City Council member in the 1960s and part of the Forward Thrust Committee. She says critics complained that the system proposed was too focused on downtown Seattle and was much more than the region needed. But Lamphere says that was just short-sightedness.
That's the most significant determinant of our failure to deal at an appropriate time with the transportation needs that we knew were there.
Supporters tried again to pass the commuter rail measure in 1970. By then, the economic downturn known as the Boeing bust was underway, and it failed again. The federal money went to Atlanta instead. Phyllis Lamphere says that more recent struggles to tackle issues like transportation and even education are about leadership. She says that to solve big regional problems, you need someone who can build consensus. Someone like Jim Ellis.
Someone who can conceive of the structure and can articulate the need and can inspire the population to do something they never thought they could do.
Jim Ellis is in his 90s now and doesn't give interviews anymore. In 2006, he told KUOW what would have been different if the commuter rail measure had passed.
Good heavens, if we had done it in 1968, if we'd passed that, we'd have been able to do it at a much lower cost. Interestingly enough, the system would have been completed in 1985. The last bonds would be paid this year.
It's not as well remembered as the World's Fair, but Forward Thrust reshaped Seattle and King County. The measures that did pass represented hundreds of millions of dollars of public investment in infrastructure and amenities. It just didn't include a Space Needle.
Out in Seattle.
I'm Felix Bunnell for KUOW.
Of Gold Cup fame, the whole world shouts your name.